Welcome to Everyday Drinkers, Episode 7, Vodka. We ask you to respect the laws and drink responsibly. I'm your host, Derek Schomer, and we have with us today Doug from North Carolina and Dave from Massachusetts. How you doing, guys?
Yay!
Happy to be here.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. How's it going?
Hey.
Dude, hey. I didn't tell you guys, well, I might have told some of you because I can't contact you all at once because you're like fucking all over the place and you don't all use the same instant messenger clients. Which, by the way, pisses me off.
Necessarily.
But you're not bitter.
I'm not all over the place.
Yeah, you don't use any. Doug is detached from the internets. He doesn't know what the interweb is. He just knows Skype. I have to chat with him on
what?
Skype. Yeah, see?
I got my Google.
Great. Or your iGoogle. Yeah, so we got this, an email. I got a couple emails, actually, and the last one was of somebody.
Really, people listening to this shit?
Dude.
Wow. I can't believe
no,
it.
Serious, honest to fuck, okay? First off, people actually think what we say is funny. But what, I don't know. To me, it's just me being me. But no, they were like, hey, I noticed you haven't had like an episode in like a month and a half. I thought these would be weekly or something, but I guess I was wrong. I'm like, well, not really wrong, just we're just not.
Just not accurate.
Right. Two a month would be great, and I'd like to get more, but we can't even manage to pull that off.
Yeah, but that would imply that we have our shit together, and we just kind of don't. So.
Yeah, but you know what? That's cool. People like people who don't have their shit together, because they're like real people that way. I'm not, dude, that's just.
Yeah, but then again, I'm sure they're like sitting around going, how hard is it to sit around and drink?
Well, did you see how long it took us to get this fucking thing going with Skype and all the other bullshit I'm dealing with? It's not easy.
Yeah. But no, you're right. It's not.
Here's the deal. They basically said, hey, this is a good show. We'd like to see more. Are you going to have more? And I replied, which I'd like to say to everybody, is, you know, Dave's been flying all over fuck. So when he was in.
Where is that exactly? Oh, wait, Jersey. That's where I was.
You were Jersey, freaking San Jose. Then he's in New Orleans. Like, and he has a flight delay, so we can't go do that episode. But the flight delay means he gets home, he sleeps for 4 hours, gets on a plane, goes to New Orleans. I'm like, dude, you need to drink. There's something wrong with you. Of course, you were in New Orleans.
Yeah, of course.
So that's pretty cool. So that
drinking's not an issue. It's just getting, you know, drinking, and I'm not going to sit at a bar with like my Mac and a microphone and headset there. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
I think actually that's a great idea.
I think it is a great idea.
We do. We need to have like a field correspondence version of Everyday Drinkers.
That would actually be kind of fun now that I think about it. But it'd have to be something really gritty. You know,
gritty.
Yeah, just like a ton of noise and shit in the background of people threatening my life.
Dude, you know? I could just make a DVD or a CD or something we could play in the background and we could sit in my house.
It's not the same, though.
It's not.
I know. Well, the other thing that I figured I'd get out because I didn't know anybody actually cared or was listening. they're like, hey, where's Kate? And I was like, well, you see, she kind of didn't want to do it anymore. So that's the explanation I'm giving for anybody who says, hey, where's Kate? Now you know. She didn't want to do it anymore. She's still alive. She's probably playing
World of
Warcraft.
Plus, she is something that we don't.
A life?
A life. Yeah, so. You know.
Yeah.
So she's missed, but.
And if I could find people to replace her or get her in as a guest or something, I shall do that. But I think we pretty much fuck it all up by ourselves. I don't know if we need any help with that.
Nope. Well, maybe.
All right.
I don't know.
And
yeah,
I wonder if
could be another person's opinion, you know, but.
Yeah. You are definitely fucks. Thanks, I know. No.
Hey, and Kate, if you actually listen to these, hi.
Hi.
We miss you, Kate.
We miss you. I bet totally. You know what? I think she's a closet Everyday Drinkers listener.
Maybe.
Oh, the other thing.
No one would actually admit to listening to this, would they?
Yeah, I don't know. The other thing
they
said.
All the emails come in under anonymous.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, actually, the first one came in as, your website's broken. I didn't notice that when you submit a comment to podcast, it actually didn't work. So that was another problem I fixed. But the other thing is that it was informative and they liked the show, so that was kind of cool to hear. And you know what? It's a different audience for us. For my other podcast, which is gaming-related, people are very passive. They just listen and they seem to keep coming back because we got a big audience, but you just don't get the same people like writing in. So it's kind of neat to see people actually writing into a show that's only in episode 7. Did I say episode 7?
Have we gotten any good like angry drunk ones yet?
No.
Wasn't it the first rum one?
Yeah, the rum
where
guy
corrected us.
But he wasn't
or you?
Drunk or angry. No, he was angry, but he wasn't drunk. But he probably wanted to be drunk.
He might have been drunk.
That's true.
I'm still amazed we survived the wine one without getting too much bullshit.
Oh, I know. We didn't do that much lying. We just avoid truth sometimes.
Yeah.
So anyway, what we want to cover this week is just take a step back to our roots, and I'm guessing our roots being prehistoric man. I don't know. Somebody invented vodka. It was a long fucking time ago, and it wasn't in this country. And we figured we should probably do vodka. It was a reasonable, you know, it's kind of like your base alcohol. It shares so many, it parties with a lot of different drinks, like milk, or what else goes in vodka? Olives, shit, I can't even think of anything. Oh, every white, if you want a Long Island iced tea. So I thought it would be good to kind of delve into that realm. Now, we kind of simplified it, and we didn't have too many mixed drinks, because vodka will get you fucked. So I just picked a few. And one I can't even do because my kids drank all my OJ, so that's a problem.
Ha!
Yeah. I went to get the orange juice. I'm like, what the fuck's the orange juice? And my wife's like, kids drank it. I'm like, when they do that? Like a day ago. You should have told me. I would have went out and got you some. I'm like, damn it! I didn't know. So that's that. So our show rundown, we got vodka. We're going to do, like, let's talk about what is vodka. It's a clear liquid containing water and ethanol purified by distillation from a fermented substance such as potatoes, grain, or sugar beet molasses. Vodka usually has an alcohol content of 35% to 50% by volume. The classic Russian, Lithuanian, and Polish vodkas are 40%. That's, what, 80 proof, if I'm doing my math right? There's actually, yep. You know there's a reason why it's 40%? If you go to the store and you buy it and it's 40%, that's a Russian standard. They are so fierce about their vodka that it's been standardized, which is pretty neat.
That's pretty.
So the Russian standard of vodka production was introduced in 1894 by Alexander III. According to the Vodka Museum in Moscow, oh, where else would you put one? Mendeleev found that the perfect percentage was really 38%. Since spirits in this time were taxed on their strength, the percentage was just rounded up to 40%, simplifying the tax computation, which is great because I'm really bad at math, and after a few shots of vodka, I think most people are. If you drink it under the percentage that they're suggesting, which is 40%, it's going to taste a little watery. Watery. So anything above that strength, and you're going to get that burn, you know, like from grain alcohol. You guys ever have grain alcohol? I've never had grain alcohol.
Like moonshine?
Yeah, oh well, yeah, anything. What's grain alcohol? Really freaking strong, right?
Yeah.
Well, I've never had
it. Your ethanol, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. It can't be healthy for you. But I guess if you mix it with Kool-Aid, it's cool. I don't know, maybe.
Well, that's the thing about vodka in general for me. It's like there's pretty much no flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of just used to make whatever you're drinking into an alcoholic drink. You know what I mean?
Yep, that's why it says on my bottle, made from 100% grain, neutral spirits.
Basically, it doesn't taste like anything, but it'll get you fucked.
Right, so it seems like you could use vodka in damn near anything that you like to drink if you wanted to make it, you know, an adult beverage.
Right, I mean, and they went so anal about it. I don't know if that's the perfect word in this specific scenario because of the wording in general, but governments in Europe, probably more like Russia and the European Union, were so crazed about that percentage to get you really drunk that anything that's not the 37.5% alcohol by volume isn't supposed to be labeled vodka. I mean, that's insane. That's like making a sparkling wine and saying you can't name it champagne, which is actually another trueness. But, you know, like they put a criteria on what vodka is, and you can't really diversify too far from it because I guess at that point you have something different, something that fucks
you
up more.
Tequila's that way too, right?
Well, yeah, for 100% agave.
Yeah,
and then you have a mixto, but the mixto is they don't say like 99%. Like they don't say you can do actually regulate and say you can't call it tequila if it's 98.2.
No, it's actually a much lower blend. A mixto can be something like 51%.
Yeah, 51%.
Still be okay.
Yeah, see, that's the trick, is they just kick it up to the minimum, and then they're good. Where this is, looks like it's a little more strict. Like, these guys really take this seriously. I don't really know why. It's, I guess maybe because it's supposed to be so pure, where tequila, there's some room to play with what it tastes like. I'm not really sure. And so, if you live in the vodka belt, not to be confused with the Bible belt, you're probably used to drinking vodka straight, or what we'd call neat, which is, like, without mixing it with Kahlua and all this other nasty stuff that we'll probably be doing here today. Vodka belts defined as what? Greenland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia.
Anywhere it's balls cold, I think is yeah. what it comes down to.
Poland, Latvia. Belarus, Russia, Ukraine,
Belarus.
Ukraine.
And the other thing is, it's not a. It's kind of like the Bible Belt, right? It's a name that we give it, but it's kind of slang. It's not really a name that you're supposed to, I guess it's they don't really make it. It's not a law. There's no law that says you are now in the Bible Belt or you are now in the Vodka Belt. You have entered the Vodka Belt. It's sort of like you go into a bar. If they're drinking vodka, you're probably in the Vodka Belt. I think that's how it works. And it's fucking cold, like you said. Right? That makes...
I like using the Bible Belt as an analogy for the Vodka Belt.
I figured it was appropriate. Simple. And here, we try to mix it up a bit by putting vodka as the core of many mixed drinks, which is complete opposite of what it would do over there. So we just say, it's like the way we decide to go with miles per hour, inches, and driving the other side of the road. We're just like, fuck you, England. And they're just like, all right, well, we're just going to mix our shit. That's it. Vodka's going to be a mixed drink thing. You don't drink it straight. That's for pussies. So that's where we get screwdrivers, Bloody Marys, vodka martinis. I think we spoke of those last time. We had a podcast like a month and a half ago. Vodka tonics. And one of my favorites, the Long Island iced tea. But it's got like five whites. But do you guys drink Long Island iced teas?
Yeah, if I'm looking to get messed up, basically.
So you drink vodka when you're not looking to get messed up?
I don't really drink vodka in general.
It's really a
catch. And part of it is because it doesn't have any flavor.
Well, it does when you mix it with milk and Kahlua.
Well, yeah, it tastes like you added alcohol to milk and Kahlua, but...
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, it's used to take a liqueur or something that has a really low alcohol content and just kind of kick it up to something more aggressive, I'll put it that way.
Definitely.
I totally agree with Dave in the point that it doesn't really taste like anything. Like, when I first started drinking martinis, I started with, like, vodka, you know, the Kettle One. I like the Kettle One vodka martinis. And then one time I tried a Gibson, which is a gin martini with the pickled onions. Since then, I've been a Sapphire Martini guy because gin brings flavor to the martini, whereas vodka does not. So I personally would rather drink something that tastes like something.
I see. I have the same feeling. Huh? I have the same feeling. But there is limitations to this. Like, there's restrictions that some people impose on their bodies. Like, for instance, a friend at work is on Atkins, right? So his deal is he can't have carbs. Right, he probably will die because he eats like a 35-ounce steak for dinner every single night for the last 4 years. And
oh, wow.
And for lunch, he'll have like a bad – like if you go and get like a half pound of bologna and a half pound mm-hmm. of ham and a half pound of mm-hmm. cheese, he'll just eat all of that mm-hmm. for lunch. No bread.
And more caffeine than anyone really ought to.
Right, definitely.
Freaking disgusting.
Right, and with that, he'll have five Coke Zeros, and he'll have another 25 or 30.
I'm sure his colon is a train wreck, but...
Oh, you know. I know. But the trick is here now. He only drinks vodka because it's good for Atkins. But meaning, if you can consider anything good for Atkins, it's the alcohol that doesn't have any carbs. So he can have as much as it is he wants until he passes out, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Which I thought was weird because I thought alcohol would store. But I'm not a chemist and I'm not a scientist and I don't know shit about biology. So I guess it's cool with it. Maybe it's just not enough to really impact the Atkins diet system. I don't know. So the other thing about vodka is...
By the way, with us saying that, you know, vodka has no flavor, I'm sure we're going to get some purists that say, oh, but this one has this characteristic. And yeah, you know, I'm sure there are some that are crafted in a very specific way that have that. Flavor, but most of the ones that I see out there talk about how neutral they are. They talk about how many times they're filtered and
exactly.
so on. You know? So
oddly enough, I think in this specific case, and this would probably not work for any other alcohol, is to get the most pure vodka, you really want to remove all those impurities, which means removing the taste. Where if you do that with rum or any – like a lot of those alcohols – whiskey, those are just impurities left in that people like the flavor to. Some say it tastes mm. like a wooden cask or it tastes like a cigar or you know, it has some sort of flavor that it, obviously they don't distill
cigar.
It. I'm serious. And wines are the same way. They don't distill.
Is there a Lewinsky reference coming here? Or?
No, they don't distill them. Now, don't get me wrong. They don't actually distill them in a big pot of cigars and ashes. It just has that flavor in your senses somehow.
So I guess the one nice thing is that because they tend to be so pure, you're not likely to get a hangover from the impurities in it like you would with some other things.
Right. You're more likely to just die straight out of alcohol poisoning or whatever. Vodka is said to actually be developed in northern European regions. Polish came to mind when I was actually trying to do some research to try and figure this out, because most alcohols you can fit into a region and say, yeah, they developed this. Sure, we don't really know for a fact, but most people agree on it. But Polish people think they invented vodka. Russians, they believe they invented vodka. And I did this research, and iVodka.com came up with all these people arguing on who created it. I guess it really doesn't matter. But you know,
it
goes back.
Wrong. I created vodka.
Exactly. But the thing is, people were drinking vodka before it had the name vodka. So how do you define when it was actually started? Because the word vodka is actually some sort of Russian word or diminutive form of some word, which I believe has been changed over the years, but it kind of means water. And logically, that makes sense, right? I mean, the only other thing it could be is death. And vodka doesn't sound like death. So, whatever.
I used to think so. I got sick a few times on it and didn't have a happy thought towards it, but I'm doing better these days.
Another thing, vodka is like the Duncan MacLeod of beverages. It's so immortal, it goes back in years that nobody actually knows its exact origins. No comment?
Yeah, note the dead silence there.
That's what I was actually going for.
Nice.
So anyway, yeah, cultures have all figured out. You know what I think? This is what I think. You've distilled something down to pure alcohol. I think that it just kind of happens. Most people probably can do this. I bet you it could have happened in Poland and Russia at the same time, where they were just like, you know, how hard is it when you finally figure out some distilling methods to go, holy shit, if we just let this stuff evaporate and fall over here, it's like fucking alcohol, and we drink it and we get all slap happy. This is cool. And then, you know, I think that could be something that can happen twice, right? I mean, what the fuck? It's not, I guess it is science, but we weren't scientists when we figured it out. It's not like Galileo was like, oh, wow, here we go. Fucking vodka. This is what you do. It's two parts of this, two parts of that. Add some charcoal and bam, you got yourself some filtered vodka. For his, for marinating. Have you ever marinated with vodka?
No. Have you?
Fuck no. I never even marinate. I mean, butter, maybe. Vodka, no.
I've had it in pasta sauce, but that's about the limit of it.
What do they call it?
Oh, yeah. Vodka sauce.
Vodka sauce. Pretty creative, isn't it?
These fucking Russians, man. They come up
vodka
with everything.
Sauce is pretty damn good.
Is it?
Yeah, I like it.
Oh. All right. I'll believe you. So there's a bunch about distilling. I don't think we really have to go into the distilling stuff.
No, I mean, it's the same as pretty much every other alcohol. You take a bunch of shit, you let it ferment, and then you pull the alcohol off of it and filter it out, and there you go.
But you know what? It's the filtering, because everything I looked at and all the high-end vodkas that I've found, they're all using some sort of coal for filtering. So I had found this thing.
Well, charcoal filters are pretty common.
Yeah, but this is like since the dawn of time, dude. I at some point, charcoal filters could have been that common. I wouldn't have thought I used charcoal. I thought you just burned it. I don't know. Anyway, so over the years, Russia experienced problems with vodka, namely moral issues, as drunkenness became an issue. In 1917, vodka was banned from the markets, and that lasted up until, I think, 1936. Beverages over 20% alcohol could not be sold. It was not legal. Since the culture's attitude resembled a degree of depression, the ban on vodka was kind of removed. People just needed to be drunk. Every now and then, you just got to get fucking wasted. So drunkenness again became an issue in the Russian culture. Consequently, Gorbachev tried to take control of this fact, increasing prices and imposing various policies, but that only forced Russians to take the operations underground, creating an alcoholic mix called a samogon, which is kind of like a self-brew. So again, we did the same thing. When you ban something like this, dude, we just figure it out. We're like, fuck you. We're going to make it in our cellars, bitch. And if we have to kill ourselves doing it, well, fuck you. And that's how it goes down. If you actually go over to ivodka.com/history.html, you can get a pretty good summary of everything about vodka that you ever need to know. Though, I found this kind of interesting, and it's probably good to point out, is they have this thing called the bathtub vodka. And when I hear that, I always think that you kind of put it in a bathtub and make vodka. It's just so you can get a high quantity of it. Apparently, that's kind of slang for amateur vodka. I always thought it was, you know, a big old bathtub full of vodka. I never really thought about how would you distill it if it was in your bathtub. Like, you get a big still in there? You're going to, because you got to boil it, right? And to evaporate it and shit. That's going to be tough to do in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, a lot of people just shouldn't be working with flames like that, you know?
Well, yeah, no shit. I mean, and then the stuff doesn't come out good, which is, you know, unlike beer, people would just spit it out and be like, dude, this is nasty. Because, I mean, it's a filtration process. And if you don't know how to do it, not only does it taste bad, but you could just die.
Yeah, but you know what? Everything becomes contextual. So now you have people building meth labs. Meth labs are a whole lot worse than distilleries, right? So
right. Well, the thing is, and I think this is more like the whole meth lab analogy here, is that people were making this stuff to avoid taxation. They were buying shit on the black market to put in as substitutes for this ethanol, which is not really cool because you're basically poisoning people. You don't, I mean, there, ethanol is one thing, but when you don't even know what you're buying and you're putting it in the vodka and then you're selling it in mass, not really a good idea.
It's like when people decide that they are going to drink some isopropyl and they find out pretty quickly that, oh, isopropyl is deadly poison. Good.
Does it kill you? How much does it take to kill you?
I would guess it would take a fairly significant amount, but still.
So if you made bathtub, that stuff, and then you drank it.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, you've got ethanol and you've got, you know, isopropyl. They're different. And in fact, a lot of ethanols that you see used in labs and such, they either add additives to them so the people who don't drink it, or they sell it as is and they actually have to pay, you know, the most bottles of alcohol have the sticker on them that you've paid the taxes for them and such.
Right.
Well, those are on the lab ones as well. These are for, like, you know, cleaning optics and.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And a lot of that stuff really isn't meant to be drank. And apparently there's a BBC News UK had a documentary which found that people who were drinking this specific bathtub vodka were getting jaundice, and it was found to be some industrial disinfectant that they were using in the distilleries because it was cheap and it had high alcohol. So you got everything you need. Ethanol was probably expensive. You're trying to avoid taxes. There's a whole lot of shit going down. So you take shortcuts, and now you're buying stuff because you think, oh, it's cheap and it gets me high. That's good enough. But then, you know, you have a couple of those, or somebody, you know, has – if you drink a half a bottle of vodka, you're probably going to have a headache, probably poop yourself, but you're going to wake up in the morning. If you take this shit, you're going to wake up yellow and dead.
Poop yourself.
I mean, that's a completely different thing. So the lesson here is don't buy black market vodka. I think that should.
I don't think you normally see kids on the corner trying to sell you vodka and stuff these days. So.
No, but this was not a new. I mean, this isn't new. It's. I don't know why people would do this. Who would?
Hey, man. Come here. Who
Although would, at the liquor store, I actually saw some vodka that came in a jug that just had a white label on it that said vodka.
Those are the good ones.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's stupid to think about it, but people must do it. There are stupid people in the world who will poison themselves and die because they're drinking black market vodka. When you
and
go
that's
to
called
the store,
natural selection.
Yeah. I know. Because when I go to the store to buy vodka, I could buy the lowest end. What I don't even know what the lowest end would be, but whatever it is, I think I have it later on this doc. The lower end stuff is, what, $7? You can get really toasty on a less than $10. So
mine was $5.
Oh, my God. This is going to be
interesting. Oh, yeah.
And you're not blind?
No, not yet.
Nice.
And I guess it's good to say. Oh, and here's the other weird thing. I didn't know this when I was doing research, and I found this in a couple ways, and I'll talk about how I did it with the Tito. I researched my vodka pretty deep because there was actually stuff I could find on it. So you distill this stuff down using, you know, like the coal or whatever, and you get this thing to 95 to 96% alcohol. Then, before you bottle it, you just cut it with water. And boom, you're done. So you get it to you take 96% alcohol, you cut it with water, you throw in one of those alcohol testers to figure out what the percentage is. When it hits 40, you're fucking done. You ship it. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I mean, like, beverages like whiskey, they leave some of those purities behind, and they call that taste, because it changes how it tastes in your mouth, and, you know, there's that whole, whatever you call it, when people get connoisseur-type people that they like whiskey, and they like a specific type of whiskey, and they're whiskey connoisseurs. Vodka, your goal is fucking water. If it doesn't taste like you fucking cut it with water, but it knocks you on your ass, you're doing it wrong. And I think that's kind
of
neat.
Well, the other thing is, you notice that at a lot of, have you ever been to, like, a Russian bar?
I didn't even know of such a thing, besides one I would assume in Russia.
Yeah, they exist out there. Or there's like vodka bars that are dedicated to this, and a lot of them will have like a strip of ice in the bar itself. And everything's kind of kept in freezers and stuff. So when you're drinking this stuff, it's ice cold. Because it's not going to freeze, you know.
It has
enough alcohol content in it.
That's
so between the lack of flavor and the fact that it's that friggin' cold, you're not drinking it for the taste, you know?
And I hear, I had a friend once who told me that, or I was talking to his father who was in, he was in the Korean War, I think, but he wasn't, like, he was stationed in, like, fucking Greenland or something like that, or Iceland, someplace really cold. I was going to use fuck, but that's, like, way too many times. So it's really cold there. And he said that they used to just take the vodka and throw it outside in the snow because it wouldn't freeze, but it did get, you know, if it was too cold, now it wouldn't happen in your freezer, but you know, if you went down to the Arctic on a road trip or some shit and you just dropped that stuff in the ice, it would get super frozen and it could really burn and physically burn or kill you. Which is kind of neat to think that you can get something that super cool that it actually causes internal damage to you. When you do that with Sambuca, half of it freezes. Because I did that. It gets very syrupy. So you can see the chemical reaction. When I put the vodka in the freezer, you pull it out and it looks just like water with an icy crust around the bottle, which is kind of neat. Did you ever see the I saw these on Perpetually Kid or Perpetually Fun or some site like that. You get these shot glasses and you put them in the freezer and they turn into molded shot glasses that even have the thick bottoms on them like a real shot glass does, but they're ice, so you actually pour your alcohol into little icy shot glasses, which is pretty neat. And then I presume you could take so many shots before the cup just melts in your hand. But I thought it was a neat idea. I was thinking of getting some maybe for one of the podcasts and see how long I can drink from it before it melts into my lap.
That'd be cool.
By the way, a little bit of science knowledge here.
Oh shit.
Ethanol freezes at negative 114 degrees Celsius.
Nice.
Thus causing severe burn.
But that's pure ethanol, yeah, that, right? So you're talking about something that's half water at this point.
Oh, so what, only minus 25?
Yeah, or like minus 40 or something like that.
Oh, in which case, I don't know. I've never touched a minus 40, but I'm going to think it's cold.
Yeah, you probably don't want to touch your tongue to it.
Nope. Because, dude, even positive 20, you touch your tongue to it, you can't get it off. You ever see that movie? Come on. Of course. So I would not suggest...
What, A Christmas Story?
Yeah, that's the one. Come on. You've seen that.
Sons of Bitches?
Yes.
Bumpuses?
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Derek.
You got any bad night stories with vodka?
No, but my wife almost died.
What?
She had a really bad night with vodka one time.
Did she actually have to go to the hospital?
No, but she definitely had alcohol poisoning. I don't think that she could move for a couple days.
What does that do to you? Literally, does it paralyze you or make you just really sick?
No, I think she was just really sick.
So it's like food poisoning, only with alcohol?
Yeah. And for the life of me, I forget how much she drank, but I don't know. I think it was like something on the par of like a 750 milliliter bottle, like within a half an hour or so.
Holy crap.
Dude, I don't even know how my... Wow. That right there, when you're doing that, you must be thinking how stupid you are. That's a big bottle.
She's a wicked smart girl, too.
Well, she lost some brain cells that night, dude. Because
I know, and she's still going for her PhD.
Man, well, maybe that's why she's so screwed up. She's like, I can do it. dude, maybe. If you gave me 750 milliliters of water, I would have a tough time putting that down in a half hour. Even thinking, this is not only going to hurt my stomach, but I'm going to be pissing forever.
Yeah. I might be exaggerating with the actual volume.
Okay, even 350 milliliter.
That she
I've done a 350 milliliter.
It was a lot.
Not in half hour.
In a very, very short amount of time.
Remember that time I drank that handle of Captain Morgan's and I couldn't figure out where it went the next day?
Huh.
At John's house. I was like, who drank that? You did. No way. No fucking way. Oops, sorry. No damn, I can't think of another word besides fuck, sorry. No way that could happen, and apparently I did. I didn't die. I didn't even have a headache the next day.
From a liquid perspective, 750 milliliters isn't that much. It's something like a pint and a half, right?
You've done that in beer.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's not that much.
Really?
But you got to remember that a pint of beer has about an ounce of alcohol in it, right?
Yeah.
Whereas a, let's see.
Yeah, but a pint of beer has about 7,000 calories.
So it would be about 2.5 ounces of vodka would have an ounce of alcohol in it.
Shit.
So, I mean, it's not the same as drinking a pint and a half. But,
no.
You know, liquid-wise it is, but it's going to kill you. That's the difference.
Well, if you drink a pint and a half of beer, you just get fat poisoning, because that's a lot of calories. I guess it depends on the beer, too. But I don't know of anybody who drinks any diet beer. With Splenda! You know, it's you're really, if you're drinking a pint and a half, you're in it for the long haul. Well, you could drink a lot more than me, too.
I was going to say, a pint and a half is like just getting warmed up. Are you kidding me?
A pint and a half... It depends on how much I ate. I guess if I was in Germany, then it would be different because you'd probably be able to eat a lot of funny
meat. Actually, there's a good way. There's a good perspective for you. When you go to Oktoberfest in Germany, they serve beer by the liter. So 1,000 milliliters, right? And I had five of them that night.
Yeah, but you were also not in a good shape the next day.
No, I wasn't.
So, you know, that does make it. Did you get any mini hoonies?
That was a different night, actually.
Oh, sorry. I had the mini hoonie.
Mini hoonie night was not a good one.
That's a Trader Vic, right?
That is Trader Vic.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a different night. That was a different night of indiscretion and fuck ups. Yeah.
That night was actually worse than Oktoberfest for me.
Because you weren't drinking. Yeah, but you weren't drinking beer. That goes back to your original story. Alcohol has a lot more content of alcohol in it than beer.
Exactly.
And when you like I did that at a game developer conference in 2001. It's like, wow, five Long Island iced teas for free from Microsoft. I didn't think it was a bad idea. Five Long Island iced teas. Does that not sound like a bad idea to you right now? It didn't sound. It was tasty, and they were only half the size.
It sounds like a great idea.
Right.
Sign me up.
Yeah, that was bad. And when you have to get up to boot, and you're laying in bed, and that's when you find out your hotel roommate is taking a shit. And the door's locked, and you're looking around because you know it's coming. And you're looking, there's like, that sink's looking real good right now.
Oh.
Wow, that poor lady, you had to clean that.
Well, don't talk about booting.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about booting.
So
personally, I cannot say that I've had a worse night after drinking vodka. To be honest with you, I think it's been a long time since I've had a worse night after anything. I can't even remember my worst night after anything.
Well, honestly, I can. Well, no, maybe you did pretty good. See, it's normally bachelor parties is usually at least the one you can recall, but you actually woke up. I didn't. But from your bachelor party. Or my bachelor party, for that matter.
Yeah, but that's it. I bet it was more like shot related, though. You know what I mean? Like, most people don't do vodka shots.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
it's usually going to be something like tequila or whatever.
Okay.
It goes back to taste.
Exactly.
Yeah, but why is it that every time I introduce somebody, because I got some good tequilas that people ship me, and I'm not sure if you're going to get this, Doug, just a side note, that there should be, I got a order from Flying Dog Beers today, but it was this fucking huge box, one beer in it. It's a spring, it's never been released before, so I've got it first. It's a spring seasonal.
Spring box?
It's a seasonal, whatever their spring seasonal is. It's supposed to come out soon, but it's not out yet. So I don't know if you'll be getting that one. It's Cerberus, I think it was called.
Cool.
The Flying Dog all has these cool names. Yeah, they have some.
They make good beer.
Yeah, they should send you some stuff. They asked me what I wanted. I gave them a whole list, so we'll see what they get.
Okay, while we're on the beer tangent, Doug, while I was in Louisiana last week,
Turbo Dog.
I got to drink lots and lots of Turbo Dog.
Nice.
If you come over to my house, you can too, because I have like two cases of it.
Their amber is pretty good too, actually.
Yeah, I can't get that.
Their amber is good. Did you have it on tap?
I did.
It's phenomenal on tap.
It really is. But the thing is that most of the restaurants in New Orleans, for some reason, only serve bottles.
Yeah.
Maybe because they float better. But.
Boom, headshot.
Spare me the hate mail from New Orleans. I know.
Yeah, no kidding.
Send it to podcast@everydaydrinkers.com and I'll forward it off to Dave.
But anyways, so that was one of the nicer things, was being able to drink the local brew.
They have it up here now. You can get it in like multiple six packs. It's just $11 a six pack, but whatever.
They charge you $11 a six pack for Turbo Dog?
It's good beer.
What a bunch of shite.
Hey, it's
I get pissed when I have to pay more than $7.50.
Maybe it's a little less, but not much. It might be like $10.99.
But that's ridiculous.
It's from Louisiana. I bought a couple of them.
I know. It's like a different country. Holy fuck, they got to import that shit.
Dude, everybody down there speaks Creole. What the fuck?
They have to fly it in.
I think it depends on which way the tide is moving.
Yeah.
It's like yellowfin tuna. They catch it in the morning. They fucking blast freeze it and fly it in.
Perfect.
You paid a premium.
So, do you guys... Okay, well, I guess I'll do this. I'll do the prices first, and I'll ask you about flavors. So, I found... So, I was doing some research, because I know Doug bought some cheap shit, and I got some good stuff that I must admit I didn't buy. It was given to me from the company, so whatever. I haven't drank it yet. I'll tell you how it is. There's Burnett's Vodka, which I found on NewHampshireLiquors.org or something like that. We have our own freaking website that actually has stock. It's awesome. It tells you everything about the alcohol. That was $5.99 for a 750 milliliter. That's pretty – that's good price.
Probably. Was it a glass bottle even?
I don't – it was just an inventory list. I don't even know what it was. It's probably
plastic. I'm guessing plastic.
Yeah.
Probably.
The Grey Goose is $13.99. I hear that's fairly good if you're looking for vodka. The only reason I'd pick Grey Goose, honestly, is because of the pictures, because that's how I pick my vodkas. Absolute is $14.99. That's 750 milliliters. If you don't know anything about Absolute, buy Playboy magazine and flip it over. Vermont Golden Vodka.
That's what everybody buys Playboy for.
Well done.
Well, it's
just buy
it's,
a Playboy.
Dude, photo. It's on every... I get a subscription. It's on every one of the packs. If it's not, it's a
Do
whiskey.
You really?
Yeah. Dude, They got awesome articles. So, Vermont Golden Vodka, $35.99 for 750 milliliters. So, all I know is Vermont, not Russia. I don't know where they're getting that premium vodka price for. I haven't tried it, so maybe it's good. Ultimate Vodka, spelled wrong, is $49.99 for 750 milliliters. I don't know if I could... This is me. I don't know if I could sit down in front of Ultimate Vodka, Absolute Vodka, and Burnett's Vodka and tell you which one is that much better.
I agree. I mean, I would, you know, I pay that for a tequila, but I can taste the tequila.
Dude, totally, you know? For tequila. I have no problem laying down $70 for a good Añejo. I don't know. But you know what? That's me. There's probably people that are serious about vodka and would be able to say that same thing about that. I don't know. I just don't know anybody like that. It's vodka. Everybody I know drinks it to get drunk.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think there is a difference in the filtration process in the how pure it is. I don't know if it's justifiable to say $50 versus say $14. It seems like a lot.
Probably not. But since that time at your place where you pulled out the Jose Cuervo and the 100% agave and put it next to each other and said, "Here, taste this," and you know, tell me that there's no difference. Holy shit, that there's a huge difference.
Right.
But like in front of me right now, I have my, like, I bought a nip of Grey Goose to compare with my vodka after I go through my process. Yes. And to be honest with you, shit smells the same.
But you should smell like alcohol, I'm guessing.
Smells just like alcohol.
But impurities should still give off a scent. I'm thinking. I mean, it's impurity. The word impurity, it's like not good. But even though sometimes
they
are.
I will say that there's a slight difference.
In smell?
The overall difference? Yeah, not too much. And if you're going to be putting this in a mixed drink, forget it. Why the hell would you want to do what?
At this point,
I might as well say what I'm doing. I'm doing the Brita filter trick with my vodka. And, you know, I got a $5 bottle of Aristocrat. But if the Brita filter, I think I did it 6 times.
That's what you need.
And, you know, if you are making mixed drinks with vodka, there is no reason in the world that you should buy high-end alcohol to put in a mixed drink. When you can just buy a Brita filter,
well, yeah, but
for $10,
is that what it cost for Brita filter? I thought they were more expensive than that.
Nah, I got it at like a freaking CVS down the road or something.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I did under exaggerate my price. It was like $13.
Well, that's not that much. I thought they were more like $20. Or neither
CBS nor the Britter Company guarantee any kind of results from this. Oh.
No. And that's true. But I will say I have played with this little experiment a number of times, and in the event I was a vodka guy, this is the way that I would go.
And not to steal from your thunder later, but are you going to do a comparison of the like before and after of the same vodka through the filters?
Oh, it's night and day. Okay. God, right out the bottle, fuck. It's awful. Yeah, don't do it. I mean, if you're going to buy a $5 bottle of hooch, you're going to get a $5 bottle of hooch. You know, take the hour and a half out of your life and you know, put it through your Brita filter, you know, six times or so. And
you might, if you do the whole bottle, I do the whole bottle, dude. Just fucking pour it in one of those things and let's just let it drip out and do it five times, six times. Maybe 10 yeah. just to be safe, and then pour it back in the bottle and then put a piece of tape over the label and put good vodka. Maybe that's going a little too far. Because you don't want people
That's what I did.
Okay, because you don't want people to put, like, you don't want the original label because people are going to go, wow, this is good, and they might actually buy it and think it's that good. Hey, what do you guys think of, okay, all right, this is a good question because I don't know if this works like this in your house, but unlike certain drinks, there's one drink that I always buy, and it's always vodka. Like, I always have a bottle of vodka in the house. If you go to the store right now because you're, I don't know, having a party and you know somebody there likes vodka, like, for instance, my uncle, if he comes over, he wants a white Russian every fucking time for the last yep. since I was zero. So he's, you know, he's been doing that for a while.
He's a fan.
Yeah. And so what do you buy? Because, you know, you're looking at the variable prices. You're not going to spend 50 when you're just really buying it just to have it for friends. What brand do you buy?
Personally?
Yes. No, well, no. Like, impersonally. I don't care.
Sorry. Absolute.
You buy Absolute? What about you, Dave?
Yeah, I would go with either something like Absolute or maybe Grey Goose just from, you know, that's what everybody has at the bar and that kind of thing.
So that's, okay. And that's weird to me because I found Absolute to be all about marketing. Like, they get their sales because, like I said, they're on the back of the Playboy magazine. They're anywhere that vodka or alcohol could
be displayed. Isn't that the case for most things, though? I mean, take Budweiser. No. You know, they call themselves the king of beer, and they advertise the fuck out of it.
Well, that's beer. That's a mass market
beer.
Bud
Light is swill.
Well, let's talk about
it's everywhere.
Well, okay, and you could make that same argument with Jose Cuervo. But I think, I don't see a lot of Jose Cuervo ads, honestly. I don't see a lot of tequila ads, true, but I think
you're not going to see a lot of hard alcohol ads in general.
No,
right?
But as a word of mouth, Jose Cuervo tends to be like, you just go to a party and you don't know how people know to buy it, but they do, right? Everybody has Jose Cuervo. I have Jose Cuervo, and it's only to show people what not to buy, but it's like everybody knows this. And for me, like, I buy Smirnoff or I buy... what the fuck is the other one there? I think it's Smirnoff with it. No, it's got a different name. It's another Russian beer.
Smirnoff is as heavily advertised as the other ones.
Oh, goddamn, yeah, it is. I don't know. Absolute always seems like they advertise themselves as top shelf, where Smirnoff just advertises themselves as, dude, just buy my fucking vodka. I just need money. Like, they don't really go out of their way to make it sound like it's top notch, you know, vodka. And they do the stupid Smirnoff Ice and all the little girly drinks to get, like, chicks drinking so that you can take advantage of them. And the Smirnoff stuff, they have the flavors. They have all that stuff. Absolute, I guess, has citrus, and they put a little
funky Absolute has a shitload of flavors now. In fact, most of the major vodka companies are doing that because there seems to be this kind of revival of vodka in the sense that, like, lots of people are getting ones that have flavors for mixed drinks, like, you know. Yep. Raspberry Stoli or whatever.
Why do they do that?
I think that you could, if you really wanted to spend the time in the research, I think you could probably draw a huge correlation between the return of the martini as a drink that is in fashion and the number of
You know what?
Vodkas.
I think that's absolutely the case.
I can't disagree because I've saw that firsthand when my friend's wife came over with I think it was Smirnoff because I think the bottle was the same. It kind of has that metal the glass twist pattern in the middle, and it was, I think, a vanilla vodka, and she was making some sort of chocolate martini thing, And I don't know, maybe vanilla vodka is what you're supposed to use, or that's what they had. But it was always a flavored vodka to go with the martini, because vodka, of course, has no flavor. So you add vanilla and you've actually got a vanilla flavoring with alcohol in it. So yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I'm actually going to be doing a review of a flavored one as part of mine. I figured I'd do that as well.
I've got in my hand a raspberry twist, and I don't really know what I'm going to do with it. I was just thinking of drinking straight out of the bottle in a bit.
Do it.
Well, dude, I'm telling you, man, I've had one drink, and it's been really good.
Like your Black Russian.
Well, you see, this is what I did with the Black Russian before we get into this drinking
thing.
What
did you do with your Black Russian?
I wrote down the mixed drinks recipes here. And,
do it.
And I did what it said, but I forgot about the size of the glass.
And I didn't like it.
No, it says 1.5.
It made me feel dirty.
Okay, here, I'll just give you the three that we had listed for that I found recipes for. And I did a couple searches, and this seemed to be like the common ratio.
You know what? Don't go by ounces. Go by units. You know what I mean?
That's what I did wrong, dude. That's why I'm leading up to this. So what I did is I said White Russian, 2 ounces of vodka, 1 ounce of coffee liqueur, drop some milk in there, boom, put it on ice, you're done. With Black Russian, 1.5 ounces of vodka, 0.75 ounces of coffee liqueur, which gives you like almost a little over an ounce, you're done. Screwdriver, 2 ounces of vodka, and OJ, 5 ounces. Boom, you're done. So what I did is I said, oh, okay, two shots. I know an ounce of vodka fits in about a shot glass, although I might have filled it right to where it almost spilled. Two of those in there, and then I couldn't fit the Kahlua, like with the ice, because I used a 6 ounce glass with the ice in there and everything. I got to where I actually had to put less Kahlua because I had way too much vodka. It was then I realized I'm drinking a lot of fucking alcohol.
Yeah, so you fail at mixed drinks is what you're saying.
You failed your save throw versus
I make a lot of what are the tequila thingies? Margaritas.
There you go.
So I make a lot of margaritas.
My God,
right?
Man.
Use your words, Derek.
Dude, my words are really hard right now.
So, hey, can I introduce a couple of variants of the drinks that you put forth?
Please do, because I'm suffering.
One of them, well, one's a simple one, is if you take a screwdriver and substitute the regular vodka for vanilla vodka, it tastes kind of like a creamsicle.
That's pretty good.
Oh, I bet it does.
It's actually really nice.
Nice.
And the other one is if you take a Black Russian.
I had one of those. It's gone now.
And you can do this with either regular vodka or vanilla vodka. But if you add a shot of amaretto, it turns it into like a tiramisu kind of flavor.
That's fucked up.
It's really nice.
So
I got inspired after the liqueur episode because I was so enamored with the amaretto.
It was the Di Serrano?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, nice.
Just drop a shot of that on top of what you're, normally doing for Black Russian, and it's pretty good.
I'll have to try that because I'm not a big fan of too much amaretto, so maybe if it's a subtle amount, just to add flavoring.
Yeah, just use half a shot or something, or half an ounce.
Because I don't know. I used to like amaretto, and then one day my taste changed, and it was just overpowering. But you know what? It might have been because I don't know how to mix drinks, and it was probably like way too much. Because, God, man, I know this Black Russian's pretty strong. It's awesome, though.
But I definitely have to give the thumbs up to the creamsicle thing. It's pretty nice.
Dude, anything that tastes like a creamsicle is A-OK in my book, dude.
Bet it is.
Let's see. What else we got here? That's about it. We covered all the so we can go into our shit now, I think. Who wants to go first?
I don't want to go into my shit.
anybody?
Can I protest going into my shit?
No.
I don't want to go into my shit yet.
Should we, Doug, what do you think? Do you want to go first, or do you think you're a better grand finale, or should you go in the middle? Because you've got the whole Britta thing. Dave, you want
to... I kind of already went into it.
Ah, fuck that. You go into it again, bitch.
All right, fine. No, you go first.
All right. You want me to go first, Dave?
I don't care.
Get all my wordiness over with. All right. So here's the story. Let me find the bottles. Fuck, I got three bottles. Okay, first off, I have, and I don't know what I'm going to do with this yet, so this is like on the spur of the moment.
Is this like, the Beastie Boys? Are you going to tell us about Paul Revere?
No. Okay, so I got Smirnoff Raspberry Twist, which is, It says it's triple distilled, which is fairly impressive. 35% alcohol, which is 5% less than the vodka belt standards, but we'll let that pass because it's...
Well, that's because they have to add in 5% of perfume on top of it,
that's
right?
True. I don't know what they use. I got my White Russian on deck here. I've got... Now, this stuff, and I haven't tasted... Well, I've had the raspberry only... I've never had it straight, which will be the only way I drink it tonight because I don't have a screwdriver. But... The other stuff, these other two I have, I've never had before. So this is actually going to be a first. Oh, fuck. This is going to be a first. And that was me smashing this really big bottle against the mic because I'm drunk. So this is Christiana vodka. It's a product in Norway. It arrived in the mail along with some of my Averna stuff. So I guess they're probably distributors of the same elk. This has a...
I'm noticing that the distributors are not approaching Doug and myself with crates of free alcohol.
Dude,
just wanted to point that out.
If you wanna write up some shit, I'm sure they will send you.
Yeah, see, I don't want to do any work for it. I just pretty much wanted to just show up.
Well, please, hopefully the flying dog. See, with you, if I get some of the stuff, I can actually share it with you. I will do for the tequila episode. That's a must. I'll give you some of the tequilas I got, even though I didn't get all the ones I wanted because I accidentally drank them.
How do you accidentally drink something?
They only gave me the sample size, and I gave some to my boss because he's a tequila guy, and he was actually impressed, which was shocking. The other stuff, the flying dog, I'll split with you when I get it. So this is. This I didn't even know what this was. It's Christiana vodka. I've never had it before. It has a huge Norwegian flag on it, which is kind of neat to seal the bottle. It's got the plastic cork on it. The thing that I liked about it is it doesn't show off. It's just a big ass bottle of clear liquid, and it's in a clear like a blue bottle, which is nice because they show you how clear it is. Where a lot of the bottles you'll notice are like fancy and they have 3D designs on them and shit, and this one's just real basic. This vodka, however, when I looked it up, I can buy it for $49.99. That's up there. So, and I have no idea what it tastes like yet. The other one I have, where the fuck did I put it? Oh, yeah. Now, this is the stuff the guy at work drinks, and he's on Atkins, so this is the only thing he drinks, and he swears by it. This is Tito's Handmade Vodka. Now, this guy... He's impressive. He has videos of his distillation process and things about his company and news coverage he's had on his website. So I went through all of them because they're really interesting. He actually still labels them himself. Now, the beauty of this vodka is it's made in Texas. Yeah, he puts the labels on himself. He now has eight employees, and he just does a lot of work for this vodka. And it's cheap. It's let's see. It says it's $19.99. When I looked on the website for New Hampshire vodka, but when I went there the other day when I bought one for my uncle, it was $14.99. Now that's $14.99.
It's cheap in the sense that you're comparing it to like Absolut and all these other guys, but think about the amount of money they spend on advertising. Have you ever heard of Tito's? Never.
Exactly. No, that's the thing is when. On one of his biography type videos, he said, "Listen, it's in a plain bottle, plastic cap. It's glass bottle with their little logo that they've used ever since they've been open since like 88 or something like that." He doesn't put the money. He's like, "You know what? You don't drink the glass. You drink the vodka. That's what you're paying for." So he wants to make it as cheap as possible, and it's supposed to be the best vodka in around here in the world, pretty much. But you know, at least in this country, and he doesn't put really a lot of advertising in it. And what happens is a lot of companies now are raising the price in the store. They're saying, you know, that vodka's $30. But just because they know it's so good that $13 doesn't justify the price, so they just raise the price. Even though his whole goal is to limit the price. So that's a little disturbing. But what do you
really?
Gonna, yeah.
All right. Actually, tomorrow I will go out. And I will see if I can purchase myself a bottle of Tito's Handmade Vodka in the state of North Carolina.
Probably. We had two shelves. Like, when you go to the shelf, the weird thing is the vodka section is probably the biggest section in the liquor store. And
yep. It's like an entire wall.
Right. And he has, in ours at least, in the New Hampshire liquor store that I go to is the biggest in the state. And he has two rows, which is pretty good considering he's a single guy, a very small firm making this stuff. And he has two rows just for himself, which is kind of nice. And the other reason is I like to support the guys that, you know, are really small as opposed to big marketing machines.
All right, completely off the subject, but which liquor store are you going to? Is it the one off 93?
No, that's not actually the biggest. The biggest is the one in Nashua.
Really?
Right downtown Nashua near Demoulas. Or is it Demoulas or Market Basket? It's right across
the street. I don't know, but it's across the street.
Yep. That's the big.
No shit.
I've gone to all the different liquor stores, and they're like, "Oh, you're gonna need to go to our the main headquarters, which is that one, because they're not physically the biggest by square foot. They're the biggest by volume. They sell the most stuff, so they get the most variety because they know they can move it."
And what's cool is you mentioned the website before. The website is just ugly as shit.
It's horrible looking.
It's like Web 0.5, right?
Yep.
But it's pretty much like a direct hook into their database, though, so you can tell exactly how many bottles of whatever you're looking for they have to have and what it costs.
And you can do it by store. So you can say, listen, I want to go to the one on 93. Boom. Okay, that one's got 5 bottles of Tito's left. Okay, when you go there, it has 5 fucking bottles of Tito's. That's what they have in the store. It's awesome. You don't get that in a lot of different – I mean, you can't even get that on Amazon. You can't get that on a lot of different sites that do that. So kudos to that.
Has the same thing.
I don't know.
Do they have a state liquor store?
Yeah. Yeah, we're state regulated. We have ABC package stores.
ABC?
Yeah, ABC. ABC package stores.
That's what they're all called? You guys are messed
ABC
up down there.
ABC package stores.
So actually, let me start with, I'm going to go with the high-end vodka first, the Christiana vodka, because it's the high-end vodka. First, I got to get the taste of this white Russian out of my mouth. So the two ingredients that they say on their website, and unfortunately, you know what the one thing I hate from these alcoholic websites is they're all flash-based, so you can't copy and paste text. It drives me fucking nuts. Anyway.
They also have the, you have to enter your age to get into them, which I just don't get.
You're right. And some of them just say, are you old enough? And it's a check mark. It's awesome. So they say it's made of Norwegian water, which I would guess if they're in Norway and they have water, then
Norwegia.
Yeah, then they're probably using Norwegian water. I don't know if that's impressive.
Norwegia.
It's not like Fiji water.
Norwegia.
And they're made. This is a potato vodka, which I think is kind of rare now. I can't confirm that, but from what I was reading, it seems like most people don't do that anymore. It's distilled 6 times, and it's charcoal filtered. And then it's aerated to eliminate any of the last impurities. So, like we went through, this is pretty much glorified Brita filter here. Let me pull out my shot glass. Now, you know what? I'm not a real big fan of vodka straight, but since I've had a little to drink tonight, it probably won't be too bad.
Nope.
Good luck
with that.
Ouch. Pretty much this stuff looks and acts like water. If you bounce it around, very little bubbles. They last like 2 seconds and they're gone. So that it's got less impurities. It smells like, it smells like vodka, which is pretty much has no sense.
It smells like something you clean with.
Yeah. Oh wow. Holy shit! This is pretty good. I thought it was just a bunch of BS because it was so expensive, but. This, I don't know, for some reason, and people have always looked at me strange, but I always thought that vodka, like the Smirnoff stuff, kind of, it tastes like oily nastiness to me. And people are like, oil? Where the fuck are you getting oil? I'm not talking canola oil. It just tastes a little, it has a weird mouthfeel. This actually, it moves around your mouth just like water until your tongue goes numb.
But my tongue is drunk.
Oh my god!
This tastes like burning.
And then you get the soft aftertaste of what I can only describe as Windex. it tastes like Windex smells. I've never actually drank Windex, but I'm guessing it's a bad.
They're totally not going to be sending you anything.
No, it's good, and this might be normal.
It's good, like Windex.
No, like seriously. I've had some vodka in my day, and it is I've never been a fan of drinking vodka straight. And I have to tell you, this is actually something I could put on the rocks and drink. It is right now, let me tell you, burning the shit out of my stomach.
Is this Windex aftertaste something that you would pick up if you mixed it with something?
No, definitely not. It's just
so it's pretty subtle.
Oh yeah, I think what happened is it like the fumes went straight up my nose and I could feel my nostrils burning. So it might just be a side effect of the alcohol itself, like ethanol. I don't know if it's a distinct. It might just be the reaction of what my nose feels like when it's actually on fire. But it's pretty good. All right, let me tell you something about this Tito's. Oh my fucking god, this stuff's pretty good. Pretty good. I think it might have lit up my tongue just a little more than the Norwegian, the Christiana vodka. No aftertaste. Like I don't think it's because my nostrils are burned out. I think it was very, very pure. But you know, it's almost like if you drank water, but it was like fire at the same time. I don't know if that's a good explanation. But it's really good. I'm impressed. This might be something I would actually get me hooked on vodka. And that's hard to do. I think the commercial...
Is that kind of like being hooked on phonics?
Oh, obviously I'm not that. No, I'm serious. This is really good vodka. I thought it was just a joke. Hold on, I'm not done.
Fine.
Oh my god. Here's something you don't want to do. Swallow it without doing that. You know, don't swallow it while you're breathing. Bad time. It's, you know what? It has the cold feeling of like an Ice 101, but without the minty peppermint shit. Very pro. I'm happy.
Cool. All right. That's a whatever for...
No, dude.
What was the first one? Christiana?
Okay, yeah. Christiana, the money-wise, I wouldn't recommend it over Tito's, which is only going to be $14 to $20, apparently. There's really... For the amount of difference, I think the Tito's might actually be better, but...
We should probably also say that if you're doing mixed drinks, you know, all bets are off at that point because you're going to be drowning out the flavor or what little of it there might be with whatever else you're putting in with it.
Oh, shit. If you put $45 alcohol or vodka in a mixed drink, you're an insane.
That's what I'm saying.
But the thing is, with the Tito's, it tastes better than that for the price, and you can put it in mixed drinks because it's still probably cheaper than an Absolut. So, I mean, it's a win-win in that situation. Yeah. So,
But Dave brings up a really good point just in general for drinking. In the event you are spending, you know, good money, like let's say 20 or over, depending on whatever it is, whatever alcohol that you're buying, more than likely the intent is that you're to be consuming that alcohol on its own.
Right.
You should be buying it for its taste. In the event you are mixing alcohol with something, try to spend less than $20 on whatever it is that you're purchasing so that you're not, you know, blowing your money on something that you're not going to taste.
Yeah,
right. For example, this weekend I'm going to be hosting a bunch of people and I'm going to make up some margaritas. Now, it's a lot of people, so I'm not going to use, you know, Don Eduardo or Don Julio or something like that in them. I'm going to go out and buy a bottle of Sauza Hornitos or something, which is still very good, but much cheaper, still will ring through its flavor in the margarita, you know?
Yeah, but you, on the other hand, what they don't know is that you know your shit about tequila. And what a normal person would have done in that case is they would have bought Jose Cuervo Gold, right? And they would have screwed the whole thing up because there is a difference. Like you can't, I wouldn't just buy the bottom of the barrel just because it's cheaper and you're mixing it. There is a difference.
Not.
Like a Hornitos is a good tequila. It just doesn't have the same flavors drank straight as a higher end tequila. But if you, you want something
Derek,
middle of the line. What?
Derek, real quick.
That wasn't very
quick.
For
the rest of the podcast.
Yeah.
Instead of using the word or the verb drank or drunk, try consume or consumed.
Okay. I'll remember that.
It'll flow better.
If you consume.
Trust me.
That's cool. I drunk it. All I know is if you consume a lot of tequila, you're going to be a pro at it, and you'll know what a good selection is. In your case, Hornitos is definitely better than Jose Cuervo.
Or Imbibe.
Imbibe.
Maybe yeah. Quaife.
If I quaife a bottle of vodka, I'm going to want to quaife.
Or consume. Don't use quaife.
Quaife sounds like something else.
Right.
That doesn't work. Don't use quaife.
Yeah, you don't want pussy fart. So, yeah. I think.
Yeah. You're like a mile away from queef.
Yeah. You got to avoid that at all costs. No, but to your point, I think that when you select it, you don't want to go bottle in the barrel. If you know something about the alcohol like you do with tequila, you know how to make a good choice where you will impress your guests and they'll like, wow, that's really good, but not enough to actually break the bank. That's the trick. I don't know how you do that if you don't know the specific alcohol.
That's why people listen to this podcast.
Oh, that's what we're here for. We really got to do a tequila podcast so Dave can own. I just want to cover one last thing with the Tito guy. Now, Tito is funny. So I did a lot of research on him. So basically, picture a guy.
Is his name Tito?
Yes, his name's really Tito. It's
is he fat?
His name is Tito Beveridge.
Is he Jackson?
No, dude.
But yes.
No, his name, listen to me
Tito!
Here. Shut the fuck up. Listen to this. His name is Tito Beveridge.
Is he fat?
Tito. No, he's skinny.
Is
Tito.
He fat?
Tito.
Damn,
Beveridge.
Tito.
His last name is Beveridge, people. That's funny
is
shit.
Is it really?
Yes. He was born for this shit. That's awesome.
His name is Tito Beveridge?
Yes. Are we good? Are we clear? We're clear. Okay. 10-4. Good buddy.
Is this like Jimmy the Squirrel or something, or is that really his name?
No, this is his name. He's not. He doesn't have a ghostwriter. It's his fucking Tito Beveridge. So, he basically was a water geology scientist type of guy, and then he got into mortgage businesses because I think he just couldn't figure out what he wanted to do. So he started flavoring vodkas, which I guess you could do. You could take a standard vodka and make it flavored, which is neat. Not my thing, but whatever. And people. I guess it was like 92, 93. People thought it was really cool that he was able to do this and it came out so well. So they said, dude, why don't you just do this? Why isn't this your job? Go out and make some vodka or some flavored vodka or some shit like that, right? So he decided he was going to get rid of the whole mortgage deal and he was going to try something new. So rates went up and mortgage business started kind of going the wrong way. So he got out of that and he went into this whole liquor store thing. Or this liquor building making his own vodka thing. So I think what did he say here? So he got into the flavored vodkas and it was like, oh yeah.
What?
So he went to the liquor store.
Wait, and since when does what's coming out of your mouth have to make any sense?
Yeah, that's right. So he goes to the liquor store, right? And he's like, listen, I'm looking to get into vodkas. Tell me some shit about vodkas. And they're like, look, see the vodka bottles all over there? They all got dust. That's what I can tell you about vodka. Nobody buys it. Right, so nobody was buying the vodka because they wanted something that was different, maybe a little smoother. So he thought, oh, you know, maybe I should get into this because he was like, well, what is going to sell vodka? And the guy at the liquor store was like, I don't know. You want to get in the vodka, you tell me. So he went back and he started his own business and said, okay, how do I get into vodka? And so he went and this was before the internet. Can you guys remember before the internet, before there was like a way to get fucking instant data at your fingertips? He went to the fucking library and he found like these old moonshiner photos and he pretty much he went
to the fucking library.
Yeah, believe it or not, these things still exist. They're in every town, right? He goes to the library and he finds these books on moonshiners. He looks at the way they made their stills. So he just said, I'll make one. Only now it's legal because, you know, it's not prohibition and all that shit. So he goes and he starts cooking up vodkas. They weren't really very good, so he kept doing it until they got good. He kept giving them to his friends until finally, eventually, they were like, hey, dude, this is pretty good shit. And he said, okay, fine, let's make that into a vodka. And so 19 credit cards later, $88,000 on his credit cards, plus I think he said he had $100,000 in the bank, he started his own vodka business, which is the balls. If you have the nuts to go out, put 19 credit cards. I don't think I could get 19 credit cards today. I think they would just be like, fuck you, you're an idiot. You don't need more than four. But $88,000 in credit cards, that is a huge debt to incur considering the rates on those things, but whatever. So he got to the point and he said, okay, I'm going to do this now that I'm in debt. And he starts winning. He starts winning these competitions. He's getting gold medals, double gold medals. And it just keeps going on and on. So he brought it from, like, this no vodka. Then he ended up shipping 100 or 1,000 cases in 97. That's pretty sweet. Then he sold 2,000 in the next year. 98, actually, it was 96. 96, he sold 1,000. 97, he sold 2,000. 98, he sold 3,000. Then 4,000, 6,000, 17,000, 32,000, 56,000, 106,000.
6,000 in last year.
165,000. Now he's trying to break 220,000 for 2007.
Holy God.
That's a lot of vodka. 220. And he puts the fucking labels on himself. He has a little machine. He runs it through and it puts the stickiness on the back. And he just hits the label on there and he does both sides of it and he's done. And he puts the cap on. He's got like a box of these plastic caps and he throws them on there. The dude is working like on nothing. He has 15 employees and all of his vodka is 100% corn. And that's it. That's his deal. He's now 100. He just makes vodka for a living. That's a cool story.
That's pretty freaking cool.
I'm assuming he paid off his credit cards.
Yes, people. The moral of the story is you too can make vodka.
You just have to fucking put it on the line. And I think even today he's the only distillery in Texas. Because, I mean, that's not really a place you make vodka.
But no, actually, yeah, you're probably
you would think if they wanted corn, they'd be in, you know, Indiana or
Idaho
something.
Idaho or, no, that's potatoes.
Nebraska, corn huskers.
Well, I'm sure he can get plenty of corn transferred in. In the videos they show, like, the way he was building his vodka, he used to make these little contraptions that would fill five bottles at a time, and then, like, it would just pour the five bottles he would pour the liquids, the vodka, into the five bottles and move them down. Basically, imagine assembly line with one guy trying to, like, jerry-rig these things that could make more bottles at once so he can do more things at once. And eventually, he was able to get, like, a real bottler where he could actually hit the button and it would bottle five at a time. So it's a neat story to see somebody go from, like, debt to something cool.
So it's an American dream.
It's an American dream,
it's underdog.
And he makes real. I mean, this stuff's good. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I'll drink it. Like if I have guests, I'll drink it because it's $13. It doesn't matter anyway. 19 for me. I think I got a shitty deal. But why would I buy Smirnoff for like a dollar or less when I could buy top shelf stuff for a dollar more? It doesn't make any sense.
Speaking of underdogs, go Davidson.
Davidson. Davidson Caruso, are you still awake?
Yeah, I'm still awake. Hey, I was thinking about his hand labeling thing, right?
Yep.
And if he's going to grow to 200,000 bottles this year.
Yeah, that's a lot of labels.
That's 23 labels an hour, 24 hours a day, the entire year.
Oh, yeah. He said in one of his interviews, he's like, it's not the most glorious job. Like, he literally sits in a room in a barn, and he just prints labels. Just boom, 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 one, two, three, and he just keeps going. I mean, he's got
really?
15. Yeah. It's not fun. Like, I was watching him do it, and it doesn't look like any fun at all. But I mean, he must make.
What I'm saying is, I think he probably does that for the cameras, and then he has the little immigrant dude come out. And
oh
do
no,
the rest
yeah,
of them
he,
when they're not there.
Oh no, they totally they have 15.
Cheeto Jr.
No, he has 15 employees, and he only used to have two. So and he's in Texas. So let's make up some social stigmas here and assume they're all Mexican. Oh, totally. But I mean, still, that's still people making it by hand, sweatshop or no. It's still a neat story.
No, agreed, and I would much rather support something like that than the giant conglomerate that is Absolute, you know?
Right.
Yep.
You want to...
So I chose kind of a weird vodka this time. I chose one called Three Olives, which is from England, of all places. And I, you know, and they're obviously known for their vodka-making ability there, or something.
I heard that they make beer and gin.
I think it's probably made out of the like fermented livers of lager drinkers or something. I'm not
sure. Oh man, that's actually the perfect thing to use to ferment.
I'm thinking, yeah, it's sort of like self-filtering. So their whole thing is it's quad distilled, quad filtered, and four times as smooth. Yeah. It's you know, it's another one of those vodkas where on the bottle it talks about being grain neutral. I assume it's made out of, you know, whatever grain they can get a hold of. Standard vodka bottle these days where it's sandblasted on the outside except for the one part where you can see through, and that part that you can see through is shaped like a martini glass, and you can see olives painted on the back of the bottle.
Oh yeah, pretty.
Have you ever noticed that all the vodka bottles these days are getting into the whole, you know, like showing some sort of image through the back of the glass, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it goes to your point earlier that, you know, a lot of vodka nowadays is all marketing. It's not necessarily the product itself. It's how well you can make your product look.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people are going to go to the liquor store and just pick whichever one has the coolest looking label or bottle or whatever, you know?
Yep.
So, you know, standard plastic capped cork on the top. It smells like...
Ooh.
Yeah, it smells like alcohol. Yeah, shocking. And tasted by itself, it's got that kind of burning thing after a while. And I don't know, maybe my taste buds are gone from too many years of eating spicy food or something, but I can't taste shit when I drink vodka.
Yeah.
It's just not there for me. I see Derek is back from...
yes. Dude, it was a wicked awesome. Dude, it was an awesome piss, to be honest with you.
Incidentally, these guys have totally jumped onto the internet and flavored drink bandwagon in that they have something like 13 flavors now.
Three olive. Really?
Yeah. Oh,
I like the bottom.
And they have a website that is completely flash-based and even has shitty techno music going on in the background. You can change the track if you want.
Oh, I'm totally going there. Hold on.
Threeolives.com?
Threeolives.com.
You're going to want to dance, I'm telling you.
I want to dance right now, and I'm here.
I'll tell you. Hold on.
Dude.
You must be at least 21 to enter.
Yeah, if you just hit the submit button, you'll go right in because it'll assume that you're from January 1st, 1920.
Nice. They defaulted finally rather than 2008.
Yeah.
3olive.com, huh?
3olives.com.
I never told you what... Oh, by the way, for those that care, the mixed drinks for my what I make, Black Russian and White Russian, were both made with the Christiana.
Superbly highly recommended.
They're both made with
Gold medal winner. World Spirits Competition.
Yeah, as best as I can tell, every vodka that I've ever seen has, like, fuckloads of awards around it. I just don't understand how to shop for this stuff and be intelligent about it, you know?
I do what I do. You shop by what the pretty pictures in the bottle look like.
Well, that's what we were talking about while you were gone. Like, this is one of those bottles where you can see through to the back of it, and it's got, like, a, you know, picture of an olive on the back of it.
But, dude, everybody's doing that now.
I know.
It's like, we need to come up with something cooler. Like, maybe the bottle's always on fire, or it glows and has batteries or something. Shit. Man, make it different. Hey.
I did another one too, which is I had a bottle of Absolute Vanilla, which I normally use for espresso martinis, that kind of thing.
Espresso martinis?
Yeah.
Do you actually put espresso beans in there?
Not beans. You actually make espresso and you let it cool down, and then you know, it actually has espresso coffee in it, so, which is nice. You get the caffeine in it and keeps you up.
Oh my God, that sounds like heaven.
It's really tasty. It's one of my favorite things. But, I mean, Absolute, I don't really need to talk about Absolute, do I? I mean, if you don't know what Absolute is, you live under a fucking rock.
I don't
right?
drink Absolute, to be honest with you, right now. I'm telling you. I don't own a bottle. I've never owned a bottle of Absolute. I don't see the need.
One of the most common alcoholic beverages in the world, as best as I can tell. It's been around since, like, 1880 or something.
Really in the world, though? Or just in the U.S.?
Really in the world. It's so mass marketed that it's shipped, like...
Oh, really?
I think they said something like 180... There's a whole wiki page on it. I won't bore people to death with it. But, yeah, it's pretty much right under things like Bacardi and Smirnoff.
But those are, like... They're in a different realm where there's not a lot of competition. There's a lot of competition for vodka. And I don't understand why they win. Like, I don't even know if they win, to be honest.
I think Smirnoff is actually the one that wins the most.
Because it's probably dirt cheap. It wins because people who are buying vodka don't want to spend a lot because it doesn't taste like anything. Why would you buy the most, not even the most expensive, Absolute's not that expensive. But why would you buy Absolute over Smirnoff if the whole goal is to taste nothing and put it in your Kool-Aid?
It's advertising. That's what it always
is. Exactly.
Because you can't be, you know, Absolute Playboy if you're drinking Smirnoff.
Absolute is a status symbol for a cheap vodka that doesn't have any better properties than vodkas above it or below it, but it's marketed really well.
They seem to vacillate in popularity as well. Like, I remember Absolute used to be like the shit at a bar, and these days what I hear most people ordering is Grey Goose or Stoli.
Grey Goose, I hear a lot. Yeah, Stoli. Yeah. I hear a lot of Stoli.
Stoli too. More for the flavored ones, you know.
Yep.
But why is that?
Actually, that's very true.
Why?
With Stoli. Well, because actually Stoli had all the flavored vodkas, save for, you know, the handful that Absolut had for a number of years. But Stoli was the vodka that had the most diverse flavors, you know, prior to the three olives bullshit that we're looking at right now.
No, but
I'd like some mango vodka, please.
How is Absolut? I mean, Stoli.
Some of the pomegranate.
When was
vodka?
The last time you saw a Stoli a commercial? Or not in, like on TV, but like in a magazine. I only see Absolut. How could Stoli or Grey Goose be winning? Is it based on flavor or is it based on fad?
I think it's based on fad. The Absolut vanilla is, although the vanilla is spelled like Vanilla, V-A-N-I-L-I-A.
What is it? Fucking Italian?
It's Swedish.
No, it's Swedish. Shit. Yeah. Wait, Absolut Sweden?
Oh yeah,
I know nothing about it. I'm an absolute noob.
It even has a label on the top of it that says "Country of Sweden, Absolut." It has this angry looking Baldwin dude.
Oh, I see that. But I always thought Absolut was an Americanized thing.
So
I didn't know.
You ever see something that says "Made in Sweden," if it doesn't have the angry looking bald dude, it's really
a dupe.
Sweden.
It's black market vodka. Fucking
it's made in Taiwan.
It's tub vodka. What do we call it?
It's Taiwanese.
Dude.
As opposed to Tub Girl, which is an entirely different...
Completely different topic for a different type of podcast.
God.
Anyways, the cool thing about the flavored vodkas is that when you smell them, you don't smell any alcohol. You pretty much just smell whatever perfume they put in it to give it the flavor.
What do they put in it? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, they claim... Absolut at least claims that their vanilla is real vanilla bean. It actually
like
tastes that way.
Like extract?
They use extract or something, right?
I believe it.
It actually smells pretty... good. It tastes pretty good. Like I said, I've been using it in orange juice, and it makes a nice creamsicle kind of flavor, mellows it out.
Does it make you want more?
It does.
Then it's doing its job.
Yeah, well, you know.
What's nice about it is the vanilla at least helps mellow out whatever you're drinking. Like when I put it in this tiramisu, you know, the Black Russian variant.
Right.
It takes a little bit of the edge off of it, which is kind of nice.
So have you ever had Vanilla Coke Zero or Vanilla Coke or any of those
sure.
things? Is it like the vanilla flavoring they put in there, or is it different?
It's a little warmer than that. It's a little more like real vanilla. It's sort of like you ever have really cheap-ass vanilla ice cream and then something like Häagen-Dazs?
Yeah.
It's the difference in those, you know?
So rather than using sugar to overpower it, they're using an actual vanilla flavoring?
Exactly, right.
Huh.
Because you're not going to have sugar in the alcohol, right?
Well, depends how much of a headache do you want.
It'd be more of a liqueur in that case, right? And going back to your whole percentage alcohol thing, they maintain it at 40% even though it is flavored.
Of course, because I'm not a chemist, like I said, but I don't think flavoring takes that much away from what you can put in there for water ratio, I'm guessing. I mean,
especially if you use an extract. I mean,
it's what, four drops?
An extract actually is a good, the majority of extract is alcohol. Especially if you're using
vanilla extract, maybe?
No.
Chicken wing?
Fuck. Shh.
Well put, Doug. Thank you for that.
Shut up! Come on! If you're using a imitation extract, god damn it.
Imitation, what is it imitating? Vanilla? Sorry, I've had a few too many.
Yeah.
You know what's weird?
Settle
okay,
down.
So the vodka's having its intended effect, at least. That's
no,
good.
No, seriously. We've done, what, seven podcasts now? Vodka. Okay, Doug is definitely high. No, the vodka is really working on me, to be honest with you right now. It's pretty good.
Look, as long as it's not liqueurs again, that's all I care. The last one was just so rough.
No, you know there's a difference. When you drink too much of liqueurs, what you get is more sick. Of a more of a sick feeling stomach than you do sick feeling brain. Where with vodka, you get a little bit of I don't feel drunk, but I know I shouldn't be driving type of feeling. Hey, did I tell you? Hold on. Side note. My brother.
Oh, shit.
So, you know.
I've been calling him. Wait. Side note to your side note, real quick.
Yeah.
I've actually been calling him like every other day.
Did she tell you about the car?
Up, oh, which fuck. Is awesome.
Fuck.
Because I don't want him to pick up.
No.
Because every time I go to his voicemail, he has the worst, like, voicemail greeting ever. And I love it because he never picks up, so I get to go, hey, man, I still see you have that, you know, horrible-ass greeting. It's gay. You should change that. And then, like, the next time, yeah, you still haven't changed it, so you should probably work on that.
Dude. So, dude.
Gaylord.
Hey,
man. your greeting message sucks.
Wait.
Still.
No.
Honestly, change it.
Dude, check this out. So, we're not really clear on what happened in this situation, but I told you guys a story about how he got put in the drunk tank on his 21st birthday, right?
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah. So, the new story is $6,000 worth of damage on his car. Now, apparently, he was driving down the road 5 minutes from my parents' house, and he decided he was going to hit a mailbox. So, he hit a mailbox. And then he hit all the trees in the way of the mailbox. So he hit, like, I don't know. He calls them small trees. I don't know what a small tree is. Like, maybe the thickness of your arm, but, like, 10 of them. He managed to dent every part of his car. So he has $6,000 worth of damage. And then he went home on by foot. Because, you know, he's good at that. So we're thinking what he did, nobody knows this for fact, it could be a complete lie, that he might have been doing a little drinking and a little driving, we're not really sure, but the end result, I don't know how else you hit a mailbox next to your house, but he hit a mailbox, $6,000 worth of damage, walked away, which is apparently from what the police say, leaving the scene of a crime, bad thing.
Yeah.
Or leaving the scene of an accident, however you put it, it still requires court time.
Yep.
So now he's in Pennsylvania in college. He has to fly back to go to court again for this time for, I don't know, $6,000 worth of damage. I don't know what you go to court for. You broke a guy's mailbox. What, $475? You buy a new mailbox at Walmart? I'm guessing there's something deeper to the story that he hasn't told me yet, but...
Were they endangered trees or something?
Shit, birches maybe? It's New Hampshire. I don't know. But somehow he managed to cause $6,000. Four weeks ago, I rear-ended a guy, $4,000 worth of damage in my car, and that was just the headlight. I don't know what he did.
See if you can cough some in.
Dude, he doesn't know how to use computers. He knows how to get...
You can use Skype to dial a normal phone?
Oh, fuck, no. I don't have that service. That's like $2 a month. I don't pay for that.
I do.
Dude, I don't know what's up with him, but yeah, that was pretty funny. I was pretty impressed.
Hold on, let me see if I can conference him in.
You don't want to do that.
Jake, explain yourself. What really happened?
Yeah, with our luck, we'll wind up getting subpoenaed because somehow the podcast will become like a legally binding document or something.
All right, never mind.
Right. You actually scared Doug. That's funny.
Yeah, hey, we heard you admitted that you were hammered, and yeah.
You know what I just bought? This has nothing to do with drinking and driving, which is still debatable, but I think he probably was. He's an idiot. I bought these stirrers. It was like a couple bucks. You guys have any stirrers for your drinks, or do you just use a shaker that's obnoxious when you put it near the mic?
I use my pinky, which tends to not do well with guests, but...
Yeah, not a lot of people go for that.
Lick it first.
Well, yeah, because that's the courteous thing to do.
You suck your pinky first before you stick.
I also like to come out of the bathroom without washing my hands before I do it, just to.
With your pants down.
Yeah, I just wipe. It's cool. Hold on, I'm gonna suck my pinky and stick it in your drink.
Oh,
that's
God. All
right. It didn't get the feces plume on it.
You don't have to.
Plume, how nice.
Yeah, you know when you fly after you pinch a deuce, it's not necessarily, you know.
But plume is just such the ideal word for that, isn't it?
Dude, my God, I almost shit myself right there. That was pretty funny. You don't have to be drunk to find that funny. Oh my God.
But it helps.
It does help.
Anyway, the poop plume.
Wait.
That's why you should always close the lid after you pitch a deuce. You don't want the poop plume, you know, to come up and like spread throughout your house.
Is there any way?
It's like mustard gas in World War I.
Is there any way at all?
Except poop.
Is there any way at all we can somehow transition that into your review?
of the bread of vodka?
Yeah.
Maybe a charcoal filtered ass or something?
Speaking
I don't know.
Of poop fume. Wait, you didn't say that. Bloom?
Plume.
Flume.
Plume.
The plume.
Yeah, plume.
Shit, sorry. I fucked that all up.
Good segue.
Anyway, is there any way we can segue to your review before I shit myself?
I have Aristocrat Supreme Vodka.
Made by the makers of Mad Dog.
No, it's made by...
Nobody.
Hold on. Wait. No.
It's 3 a.m. And you just spent $5. Hope you're getting laid tonight.
Wait, Aristocrat Vodka? Da-da-da-da.
It's nice that you wait until now to look up the URL.
iVodka. Shut up!
iVodka.
Dude, check out the document.
Shit, I already talked about iVodka. You gotta come up with something more original than that.
Listen, look at the document and look at the pictures that I added.
I saw the picture. It says Aristocrat Vodka. Is it a liter? For $5, really? Taxes?
Bottled by Grosskirth Distillers Company.
Who?
Bradstown, Kentucky.
Do they also make turpentine?
Probably. Grosskurth. Grosskurth. Distillers Company. Bardstown, Kentucky. 4004.
So they make it in Kentucky?
Wow, man. They have the coolest zip code ever.
They make it into Kentucky. Vodka. Kentucky. I guess it's not different in Texas. But still.
And the label says, a truly fine vodka.
For $5.
Yeah, after 6 rounds through the fucking Brita filter.
It's fine. Dude, marketing.
You know, here's the deal.
Just tell us
in
how you
did
this.
In the event, you drink vodka in mixed drinks, and that's how you drink your vodka, and you're a vodka person.
So white Russians?
Mixed drinks? Yeah. White Russian, you know, whatever.
Screwdriver.
It, long if ass, you okay. are not going for vodka for the flavor of the vodka, ha-ha-ha.
I like
was that your sarcastic laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Then, the way that you need to go is you need to go out, you need to blow however much it costs to get yourself the smallest Brita filter that you need to get.
Oh, see, I thought you were going down a different path.
Yeah.
You need to, if you're going for this kind of vodka, you might be blowing people.
No.
You could.
No, well, I mean, you might be, but
what's
I'm
a $5
and,
blow,
you know,
really?
The Brita filter doesn't care if you are or not.
Right. I like your picture, Brita. It's good.
Go out, get yourself a Brita filter.
Brita.
Get yourself the cheapest bottle of vodka hooch you can get.
Which you may have found.
Hey, you know what? We're not affiliated with Brita, just to know. Just so you know, we're not making any money from Brita. So it could be who else makes
here,
who makes
in the event you want to go and get any type of
who else makes filters?
Filters, what, I don't know, Brita.
That's another company with the eyedrop
this
Pure.
Podcast sponsored
no, no,
by Aristocrat
Pure
and Brita.
Just to let you know, we get $5 per million downloads. No,
purifying hooch since 1992.
Pure,
exactly.
No, dude, Pure is the other company, right? Isn't it Pure?
Yeah, Pure.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
either of those will work,
double
right?
thing over the...
You yeah, they're all
I
the
think
same.
What you're looking for is a pitcher-style filter of whatever kind.
Exactly. You need to get at least a liter for at least Doug's fucking crazy-ass vodka. I think that's fair.
Anyway, that is fair.
Because you can at use it, like, set what? You can use it for, like, how many times can you reuse the filter? It's a shitload of times, right? It's like 6 months worth.
Yeah, depending.
So realistically, you're fine with this. You can make a lot of fucking bottles of hooch.
All right, here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
You go and you get your cheap vodka, you get your Brita filter, you put your cheap vodka through your Brita filter at least six times.
Six.
Depending.
Depending on what?
You know, depending on, you know, the amount of time you have and the amount of patience you have. You know, put it through 20 times, whatever.
Holy shit. How about five?
It'll take forever.
Okay. Yeah, it'll take a while.
It really will. But, you know, at the end of the day, what ultimately what you do is you take really cheap vodka and you make it into relatively good vodka just by pulling out the impurities. And the way that works is vodka has no flavor. The only flavor that vodka has is whatever impurities are in it. And in the event you remove those impurities, you just have a smoother vodka.
So you're using the ones that you actually plug the device into, and you pour the whole bottle of liquor or half of it into it. You let it filter out, and then what do you do with it at that point? Do you drink it, or do you put it into another container? Pour more. You can't fit the whole bottle of alcohol into a single Brita filter, right?
Yes, actually, I can.
I can
fit a 150 milliliter bottle
into that little container. It's not that big.
It's not that fucking small.
Okay, I agree with you there. So it's enough to fit a 750 milliliter bottle?
Yeah.
So
you
then
put it through.
What do you do with it?
It gets done filtering.
Right.
I have a funnel that goes back into the vodka bottle. I pour the shit back in.
All right.
I pull my filter out.
Okay.
Or filter, my...
You just put... you refilter it again.
No.
No?
A funnel. I pour it in the bit of thing. It goes through. I pour it into a funnel, back into the bottle.
Exactly.
I take the funnel off. I
Correct.
Pour it back into the fucking Brita filter.
Exactly.
And then at the end of the day, after doing that six times, you know, I have vodka that, you know.
How long does it take? Honestly. Well, how long are we talking about here for a good vodka? Obviously, it's worth the cost, but how long does it really take? Like hours? I mean.
Yeah. I mean, technically. I did it over an hour and a half.
Oh, that's
but,
not bad.
You know, it wasn't like I was sitting there watching it, you know, go through. I would pour it in the Brita filter and I would walk away.
But in an hour and a half, you
Lego
do six.
Lego Star Wars.
Lego Star Wars is good. But over an hour and a half, did you do six filters or one?
Six.
Oh, fucking, that's fine. Because if you break that hour and a half times a $50 bottle of vodka, you're not doing too bad, right?
Yeah.
No,
so, by the
totally
way, those Brita filters hold like two or three quarts, right?
Yeah, I can't do quarts to milliliters.
All right, a quart is
Google can
about
do that, right?
A liter. It's a little bit less than a liter.
Okay, so how many right. can we fit in there?
You could actually do three big bottles into one of these Britas.
Really? It doesn't seem that big.
Dude, it's a pint and a half. It's not that much.
You're right. You know what? I always think, I don't know, I always think this is more in the filter.
It's an optical illusion because they're these tall, skinny bottles.
Exactly. That's what the problem is. And then a thick glass. And then, God, I hate marketing. Okay, so you can easily fit, what, three in there?
Yeah. If
Holy
you get one of the
yeah.
three quarts, sure.
So, okay. Yeah, anybody know what happens if you filter out a raspberry one? Do you lose the raspberry flavoring?
You should try it. Let us know.
Fuck, I don't have a Brita. I don't have a Brita filter. Mine plug into the actual sink themselves.
Tomorrow, I'll tell you what. I'll go to the liquor store tomorrow. I'll get one of the flavor ones, and I will let you know what happens. But you can actually get Brita filters that you can infuse flavor in.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, it comes with like a little package or some shit that you... It gives you flavoring.
That's wrong.
I don't know if it's like a package that you pour in or if it's actually built into the filter itself. But
isn't that the opposite of what your goal is to do when you filter?
Well, so if you want like grape or something or red?
Yeah, you can get, you know, grape.
Wait a minute. What does red taste like?
What? You ever have red Kool-Aid?
Yeah, but it tastes like
That's
cherry.
That's what red tastes like.
So... Wait a minute. Does that mean you can flavor your own?
Red dye number five.
Yeah, red dye. So you can flavor your own You can flavor your own vodka with this shit. You need to try that right there. Number one.
No, that sounds like it'd be absolute crap to me.
Really?
Yeah. I specifically avoided doing that at the whatever drugstore I got my Brita filter at, I had the opportunity of getting the normal one or the one that I could flavor. And I was like,
really? I didn't know they made flavored ones. Okay.
Like, Britas are, you know, it's a filter. I understand that, but I don't know what the micron width of it is, right? Wonder what you could do if you had like a serious scientific filter that you had to put pressure behind the liquid going through, that kind of thing.
Good question.
You know,
then you're probably going to be spending more on like lab equipment than you could just buy real vodka with, you know. But
yeah, that's true. There's like
in the event you already had the lab equipment,
why would you have that?
Well, maybe we have a listener that
maybe
does.
You're making meth on the
sure.
side.
Sure. If we have a listener with a meth lab.
No, not a meth
shit.
Lab.
Or any just lab. I have a lab at work, but it's got computers in it. It's not going to help us for the situation. The fact of the matter is this.
If you're a chemist and listening to this, which God help you if you are. But if you are and you want to try this, let us know.
I think it would taste awesome. I don't even know what that means, but I think it would taste awesome because it wouldn't have any taste at all.
I think it would. You know, the difference between my Brita filter tooch and like Grey Goose, while I can detect a difference between the taste when I'm drinking them straight up in a mixed drink, I cannot taste the difference. So,
that
brings me back to my original point, which is in the event you are a vodka drinker that is more of a mixed drink vodka drinker, do yourself a favor, go and get the really cheap shit, put it through a Brita filter a handful of times
for an hour
and
a half.
At the end of the day you will save yourself some money and get the same buzz and the same non-taste you would get if you put Grey Goose in whatever it is you were mixing.
Doug, did you see the Mythbusters on this?
No, and I didn't even know that they did a Mythbusters on it until you told me that they did.
Shit, dude. They did a full episode. Well, not a full episode, but whatever the segment was on vodka through a Brita filter. And I think it's been a while, but I believe the results were that a professional, like they brought in a bunch of people that know shit about vodka and could taste the differences, and they were all like connoisseurs or whatever, or tasters. They could tell.
They know shit, like they knew a lot or they didn't know shit.
No,
like
they knew everything about vodka. And their assessment was that they could tell the difference between a Brita filtered or a filtered vodka and a top shelf vodka. However, it was so close to perfection that for the money that you're talking about, it's a significant difference. Like you're obviously not we're everyday drinkers, so we don't know shit about alcohol. So for us, a Smirnoff is fine, right? So for a professional to not be able to, or to be able to tell the difference, but not enough to make a big difference, for us, it's a big difference between a $5.99 bottle of vodka and a $59.99 bottle of vodka. So the filtering process, if it brings it to even the quality of a $30 bottle or a $20 bottle for $5.99, it's a good deal. There's no way you cannot justify that.
The thing is for me, though, like, all right, if I'm looking at a $5 bottle versus a $15 or $20 bottle, am I going to go through the effort of doing the filter?
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
And I'm not. You know, I'm just going to pay the extra money and get the...
Because it's going to cost you $10, $13 for a filter. So if you buy a $5 bottle, you're really talking... I can't do math, but let's just say it's five plus five is ten. Yeah. So it adds some taxes. Let's just call it $15.
I mean, assuming the Brita filter is good for, you know, a number of bottles of cheap vodka, right?
True. Right?
But I don't know.
It's still for my personal preference, I would opt to go out and buy a bottle of Tito's vodka over filtering my own because it's $13.99 on sale, right? Even if it's $19.99, I'm a lazy motherfucker, right? I'm not going to go and Brita filter my vodka. Let's be honest. It's not something good for a podcast. Totally. I'd be all over that just to be like the shit. But realistically, if I had people come over, I'm not going to filter six times my vodka to get that vodka. I'd rather spend $5 or $10 more and get that same shit.
This is pretty good vodka. What is it? It's Aristocrat.
It's Aristocrat plus an hour. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand, like, for what we're doing, that completely makes sense. And theoretically, it makes sense because it's...
Have you heard any good jokes about Aristocrats?
Like the people or the vodka?
Like the movie, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about the movie. There's a movie?
Yeah. It's a joke.
Okay.
Go on your tangent.
All I was saying is that I agree with Dave. I would rather spend, I would say, $5 to $10 extra to avoid the hassle of filtering my own vodka. If I was cheap, though, I don't see the problem with it. I think it would be neat to be able to, because you can use the filter multiple times. So I would think if I was in college, this would be a great opportunity for me to make a better vodka out of something that's...
If you were in college, you'd be drinking the Aristocrat straight from the bottle warm and be happy about it.
There is that, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And totally. Maybe if I had a filter on hand. I understand where you're coming from, and I understand it as a science. I just don't know if I would do it. I just don't know if I'd do it.
I guess it's all up to whether or not it's worth it to you.
There's certain people that would totally be into it. And just if they could do anything to beat the man, to be able to say, I bought $6 vodka and I made it $30 vodka in an hour. It's a good deal. Yeah?
Personally, I don't really drink vodka.
I gotta tell you, though, it works.
I love the beer, so. Or gin.
No, seriously, we need to go back to a beer episode because I am going to have a hard time walking down the stairs tonight.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say, should we put it to a vote to people on the website what we do next time? Because we've had some different things that have come up, like gin, or I suggested Belgian ales, even though I know Doug's going to rip on the Euroskunk.
That's fine.
No, we're going to do it.
Yeah, no, there are some Belgians that I actually like.
What Belgians do you like?
Mostly, you know the common shit, like the Chimay. The Chimay is actually, you know, pretty damn good.
Which one?
Chimay? That sounds like a line.
The blue one.
The blue one.
Blue Moon?
I like
the blue one. What about Hoegaarden? Is that, that's a wheat, is it? Oh, that might not be.
Yeah,
it's a Belgian wine.
Yeah, it's a Belgian, right? Yeah. Is that good?
Well, we can get into that when we go through them, I guess.
Maybe we'll do that next time.
All right, fine.
We could do that next time. You think that's good to do a next podcast? Is Belgian? Because we did have a write-in. It was fucking a month ago, maybe. Somebody said, shit.
They said, shit. In an email?
Stream of consciousness email.
It was sort of like a comment. Hold on a second. Do you realize how hard it is to operate a Macintosh while under the influence?
No. God forbid you have two buttons on your mouse, huh?
Dude.
Yeah.
No, I have my friend, a mighty mouse. It's two buttons and it's all based on touch.
Here I come to save the day.
This shit
mighty
cost me.
Mighty mouse is on his way.
Hey, this cost me $70, so shut up. Oh.
Dave,
is Hefeweizen considered a white ale? Do you guys, wheat ale, do you guys consider that? Hefeweizen?
Yes, it's a wheat.
Yeah.
Shit, I have like a case of that I got for fixing the guy's computer the other day.
Is it Belgian?
I can't read right now, buddy. Okay. Give me a couple hours.
I can't read. I just know he said, oh, which I would imagine he was saying Hefeweizen.
I got comments. Hold on. One of them's me. Let's see. It says,
what?
I'm sorry. I responded to the guy. Just finished this episode. Very funny, especially Derek and his gay-related comments. Fuck. Let's skip that part. Well, we can edit that.
Ass fuck.
Yes. I don't like nutties either.
Man, drinking this is like taking a dildo up the ass.
He said, I don't like nutties either. Anyway, any of you try Belgian Abbey Ales? I'm reading that right. It's really hard right now, but I'm...
So I actually did a bunch of work in Belgium and Holland and got really into the Trappist Ales while I was over there. So.
Hey, I'm going to London in 2 weeks. Am I going to get any good Belgian ales
over
there?
Are you really?
Yeah. It's...
You can get some decent Belgians over there, sure.
I'm going to have to try that. You know what I'm going to do? You think
technically,
you can... But there's way better like English ales you can get, though.
Now, would it be strange?
Yeah, exactly. While you're in England, go for ales.
All right. I'm going to be in London. So,
especially if you can get, they have like cask-conditioned hand-pumped stuff in some places.
Is it worth me like writing this? Am I going to get shot if I write it down in a sticky so I can report on it?
What?
Well, I'm a fucking drinking professional now. So I'm going to have to write this shit down so I can come back and report on it and tell you guys what I thought. I'm going to need to write this shit down while I'm in the bar, and I don't want to look like a nerd.
You're going to look like a nerd regardless. Fucking, don't worry about it.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking,
exactly.
Write any way I look at it, I'm fucked. Okay.
Napkin. Write it on your napkin.
I'll write it on a napkin. I can do that. So he said that awesome stuff. Might it be worth... Oh, wait, what is worth an episode? A Mara de Sau. Is that a wheat ale?
What?
Not the way you're pronouncing it, but...
How about a Belgian Abbey ale? Okay, General. What do you mean the way I'm pronouncing it? What's the right way to... If you know the right way, fucking correct me so I don't look like
a
dumbass.
What are you trying to say?
Mara I don't have any idea what you're trying to say.
Spell it.
It's hard to say because the words are dancing on the screen. M-A-R-D-E-S... Wait, M-A-R-E-D-S-O-U. M-A-R-E-D-S-O-U.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, fuck it. Belgian Abbey Ales. He suggested we do an episode on Belgian Ale. And I think it's a good idea. But Doug's the only one that we have to worry about.
Well, why don't we just keep it at Belgian beers and, you know,
Belgian
whatever.
Beer, Belgian Ale, whatever. It's all the same, right?
And we've got stuff to do later as it gets warmer out. Like, we still need to do a tequila episode.
Oh,
and
dude, I'm
summer
gonna have
beers
so,
or Mexican beers or something.
So
I want to do a tiki bar episode.
Oh, dude. Can we get little umbrellas?
I think we should. Totally. And, like, little, like, headhunter heads to drink out of.
Oh, dude. I can find some tiki glasses online. I'll find them. Oh, yeah. Totally.
And that's going to be, like, a heavy rum.
Rum? Tequila?
Yeah. No, the tiki stuff is going to be all rum. And then there's one episode that I think is going to have to happen sooner or later, but it's going to be bad, and that's going to be shots.
We do shots all the time.
I did
3 shots tonight.
Traditional shots that you'd have, like mixed shots, like kamikazes or whatever.
Oh, dude, I'm not looking forward to that at all.
My head hurts.
What do you want to... So,
think about it.
You want to just cover the Belgian ales next episode so we don't get so drunk, and then we can do tequila after that? Because it'll be like, well,
sure.
Considering our frequency.
I'm really looking forward to the tequila one now.
See? Shit. We got... Oh, sorry. My mic. Oh, fuck. I moved my pop screen. So, yeah, tequila would be awesome. I have a bunch of free tequila I have to do, too. Free beer.
Let me... The tequila in the, you know, crap-ass bottles that you got from Texas?
Yeah.
I need to know how to get that because that's what I want to drink.
All right, I'll send you I got the distributor. I'll figure out where you can buy it. I can see if he could send you some. That's the first trip. I'll tell him to send you some for free and see if he goes for it.
Yeah, tell him it will be reviewed on a podcast and it will get a favorable
reaching literally tens of people.
No, seriously, dude, the last episode had like over 200 people, easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah, it's still going.
We had 200 downloads?
At least, yeah.
That's fucking ridiculous.
What the
hell? Dude, I don't know what's going on. You know what it is? People are looking for shit that makes absolutely no sense. That's the only thing I can think of.
Well, we got lots of that.
Right. So we're doing something right. I don't know what it is. We have a niche market. This is Derek Schomer for Doug and for Dave. This is Everyday Drinkers. You've been buzzed by us. Mendeleev found that the perfect percentage was really 38%. However,
my
since...
anus.
What? Did you just say your anus? Okay, good.
You said where else would you put one?
At strengths less than this, vodka drank neat, or drunk neat, I don't know which...
Dude, why do you try to read? Every time you try to read, it just gets really fucked up.
What are you talking about?
You can't read.
I can't read. Well, in general. Anyway.
That's what I'm saying. You know, but every week we do this.
It always seems he always edits it good.
I send you all that Hooked on Phonics shit. You just ignore me. I don't know.
Is it drank or drunk? Are you drunk, or are you drunk drinking? They're suggesting, which is 40%. It's going to taste a little watery. Wow, watery. See, I don't have to read. I can't even speak. If you have, let's say, Kahlua in milk, that's like missionary. When you add vodka, you've gone right to anal.
I thought that was roofies. That's different.
Oh, maybe.
Holy shit. Derek.
Yeah.
Get him. Bam.
Bam.
Does that mean Emeril invented vodka?
Holy shit. What's the matter with you tonight?
I have a little bit of an attitude. Well, I've been drinking a Black Russian. And he's good.
You need to, like, go kick a puppy or something? What the hell?
Oh, Derek's enraged.
Dude, totally. I had a bad week. It's the end of the quarter at work, and it shit's just fucking shit.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, it's just a bad thing. What do you call this? Like a... What the fuck do you call ice cube tray? But it's shaped like shot glasses?
And hello, boys and girls. The word for tonight is fuck. Fuck. Very good.
So,
I think it would be funny if Luke came in and, like, every time Derek said fuck, Luke ding. Edited, so he says something like Jumanji.
Or have, like, a little Jumanji bell or
you're
something.
Totally, mother, don't, Jumanji. Shut up. You know you're doing that because he's going to read that cue. And he's going to go back. Because that one time he added sound to your thinking. No. Fuck that. I've got Smirnoff Raspberry.
Excuse me. I'll be done in a second. Hold on.
I appreciate the forewarning on that one, Doug.
Thank you for the drink porn.
Yes. Ow, hold on a second. I just knocked my mic out of my ear.
What was this mic doing in his ear?
I don't know. This is the level of professionalism that you paid for.
You know what I just... You know what I just did? This is fucking awesome. I actually put I've never drank this bottle before. 750 milliliters. I dropped it on my headphones. On my wire. And I've got the Bose Quiet Comfort 2, so they pull out, so they don't actually break. And it just pulled right out and fell on the floor. Is it that type of thing where it's like a social circle where everybody gets whatever their friends are getting or people they want to lay?
I'm not a sociologist, Derek.
I'm not asking you to do it from... Dude, nothing in this podcast is professional. I want your fucking random-ass opinion, and we'll call it the fucking Bible for all I care. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. And anyway, Doug came down from the mountain and said, yes, as a matter of fact, chick did say, I want Grey Goose. And man said, Grey Goose thou shall have.
All right.
So you got that going for you.
All right. I'm gonna go. I don't even know. I have no comment to that. It's just too good. All right.
All right. Segwayed.
Ow. Fuck. Sorry.
Did you just drop your drink?
No, I just slammed it straight into the mic.
1 liter size. How nice.
What's 1 liter? 750 milliliters?
No, it's 1,000 milliliters.
Okay.
It's a good thing the metric system took off in the US, isn't it?
I don't know shit about the metric system. I'm sorry.
In the event...
You said that
you...
already.
Huh?
You've said in the event like 700 times. We get a drink every time he says in the event. I'm out of drinks.
It's a verbal it's a conversational crutch.
Right. I agree. That's fine.
What do you want from me?
I don't want anything but amateurism.
Fine. In the event that you want amateurism in your podcast, I can provide that with my conversational or verbal crutches, as it were. I love
shit,
as it
you're
were.
A politician? What was that?
He has sex with $80,000 for a prostitute for Doug.
In the event you're into that.
Yeah, of course. Drink. There's a lot of different Brita filters out there. Brita mm-hmm. Pure, whatever the fuck you want, right? What do you use the one that you can put in the refrigerator, like the quart or liter or whatever? The one that's like a handheld watering device shit. I'm so drunk. The one that's like a
well, you're not
going to
get the
water.
One you bolt onto your faucet unless you have a plate.
Yes.
Exactly.
Is it the one you put on your faucet?
You know, I have a city line to, you know, like the city of Raleigh has a vodka.
I mean, there may be parts of like Belarus that do that. But
No. Like, do you use the handheld ones or do you use they have the one big one to put in your refrigerator. Can you can't use those, right? They don't have filter in them. Okay. Skip that question.
In the event you are.
Crutch word.
Crutch word. In the event you are a Star Wars character, e.g. Chewbacca, what kind of martini would you be drinking? And actually, there are more pressing questions about Chewbacca than what kind of martini would he drink? Like, does he get dingleberries?
All right, you know how some people play video games really too much of an... Oh, man, I can't even talk. Basically, I think you've been playing too much Lego Star Wars.
I totally have. Like, every... It's like I talk smack to virtual Lego stormtroopers. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get Ghost Jedi all over your ass. And, you know, I'm like, you know...
See, there was no part of that sentence.
This is Derek Schomer for Dave, Doug, and our podcast producer, Duke. This is Derek Schomer for Dave, Doug, and no. This is, yeah. And, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're Doug, not Derek, right?
We're pretty sure.
This is Doug Schomer for Dave, Derek, and our podcast producer, Luke Lydahl. You've just been buzzed by Everyday Drinkers.
You do realize your last name is Peterson.
Yeah, but, you know, I wanted to work the Schomer in.
That's cool. I'm down with that. You pick up what
I'm down
with that,
too. You know, I totally got married into the family. So
you're in the family, I'm fairly certain we didn't burn you or cut you or make you shake hands.
So this is Derek, Dave, and Doug Schomer. And for our podcast producer, Luke Schomer.
I'm going to piss myself right now.
EverydayShomerDrinker.com.
I think your first one was fine.
In the event you were C-3PO and you going to have a martini. What kind of martini would you have?
You want to know the honest truth right now? What I'd like to have right now, what I'm feeling, what I really want. Yes. A small espresso bean. Starbucks or something better. Maybe one of those $60 cups of fucking crazy ass coffee. With vodka. What was the question?
Don't stop recording.